I'm Zach Ziegler, and you're listening to Oregon Rainmakers from KLCC. On this edition, I talk with Samara Phelps, the president and CEO of Travel Lane County. Western Oregon is a pretty beautiful place, and it's a varied beauty. You have the green and blue of the Willamette River Valley, the rugged and at times snowy Cascades, and the unique mix of jagged rocks and sandy dunes and beaches on the Oregon coast. I know that before I moved here, I traveled to Oregon several times to enjoy that beauty, and I'm definitely not alone. Tourism is big business in Lane County. To learn how big and what the major draws are, I made a trip over to the offices of Travel Lane County to speak with its president and CEO, Samara Phelps. She starts with that question of just how big tourism is here.
Tourism in Lane County is a $1.1 billion industry every year. So annually, that's $1 billion comes in from someone outside of the community, fully traded sector, to spend those dollars here in Lane County, which is really exciting. And often the fact that that is $1 billion with a B gets lost because it sounds awfully big, but it's true.
What is it that draws people here? What are those folks who are coming in pouring in that $1.1 billion annually doing?
Yeah, the things that people love about visiting here are the things that we love about living here. And that's a really kind of magic secret sauce to Eugene Cascades and Coast, Lane County as a destination. And so $1 billion comes in with people wanting to experience our outdoors. They want to see our scenic beauty, right? They want to see waterfalls, and they want to be able to hike, and they want to be able to see dunes and lighthouses and put their feet in the Pacific, maybe if they're bold enough. And so that's the primary draw. And then, as we know, visiting friends and relatives, huge. People who love living here love to show it off, and they invite people to come in. And then, of course, events. So large-scale events like athletic events, track and field events, arts and culture events, the country fair out in Veneta. Those are the things that bring people in.
Yeah, I know. That's a bit of how I came to visit here. My cousin who lives here is always like, oh, yeah, you should come up and visit. And I'd come up and visit. I'd come up and visit a little more and a little more. And hey, there we go. About a year ago, I found myself living here now.
That is the storyline. We in tourism and in economic development often talk about it starts with a visit, right? Mm-hmm. It's about our work as Travel Lane County is to inspire those visits. Thank you to your cousin for being a great ambassador and helping to inspire those visits, because we really feel like this community does sell itself once you get here. That once you get here and you see how close it is to experience all those natural attractions, and then also the community that you get to experience them with, does do that. It invites people to come and visit a little bit more.
Yeah. So here we are in early May. You know, we just had a really nice, even a little bit warm weather this weekend. Is this, I'm guessing, then the time of year, since it is easier to get outdoors, the time of year when we start seeing hotels filling up, Airbnbs getting booked, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, absolutely. The season for us definitely is a spring through early fall season. That is peak season for us. My work is a lot about talking about the winter season and helping to fill that trough, because we don't get as many visitors as in winter. But like you said, here at the beginning of May, it's perfection. We had marathon last weekend. We're headed into some amazing series of events with track and field and gorgeous weather. Rhododendron Festival out at in Florence at the coast. These are the things that start being the iconic. People want to come. They know they want to come and get out and experience the destination. So that beautiful weather has inspired folks. We see them coming out in bigger numbers the nicer the weather gets. And then, of course, once school gets out and people have more flexibility to travel around, then we reach our peak. But we have some pretty beautiful spring and fall visits as well.
So we'll get to talk of some of those events, like especially track here in a bit, but sticking on the weather, conditions around here have been getting warmer and drier as time goes. Is that impacting tourism in any particular way?
Yeah, our partners out at Willamette Pass would definitely say it's impacted them this year.
I talked
year.
With them a few times this year. It was not a happy stories too often.
Yeah. So the change in weather patterns does impact what we offer and how we offer it. Obviously, the snowpack this season was a pretty big bummer for anybody who wanted to get out on their skis or their snowshoes. And so there's that kind of evolution happening. The other side of that is I was visiting with an outfitter out of Oak Ridge, and they've been able to offer more and more early rides and spring shuttles for the mountain biking in partnership with the Forest Service, being able to make that happen as we realize our seasons are starting to change. So we do see it changing how people travel, but it's also changing the product that we have to be able to offer.
So thinking about the things that bring people here, maybe those more events, you know, a lot of places have their big events. You know, Florida has spring training for Major League Baseball is a big one. You know, New Mexico has like the Hot Air Balloon Festival. Back in my hometown, it was stuff like the Tucson Festival of Books and the Gem and Mineral Show that just meant you couldn't get a hotel room there in February at all. Does our area have any events like that, that are those big draws that, you know, Lord help you if you're trying to get a hotel room that weekend?
Yeah, our community has the ability to host some pretty large events for a community of our size. We see a lot of that come out of track and field. Nowhere else in the world is the home to track and field the way Eugene is the home to track and field. So Tracktown USA is a real thing. It's a real identity for us, and the world comes to see it because of that. We see it in droves when we host a championship like the NC2A championships, or this year we're able to host the World Under 20s. So those are those future Olympians coming from 168 different countries to come visit Eugene, Oregon. Like, that's pretty incredible that we're able to do that. We're able to do that, but it does max out town when we have those big events like that. So last weekend we had Marathon, which was an incredible experience. If you were around town, you saw a lot of folks with their running shoes on and in their gear.
Yeah, I tried to get down here to downtown for the farmers market, and I was like, okay, I just gotta, you know, pick up some bread and honey, and oh boy, it was an adventure.
But that's how we share our community with others. It both brings them into our community and it brings them into connection with us. So I always have such a great sense of pride when I am at the farmers market during a big event weekend, out at restaurants on an event weekend, that you get to be next to folks that are visiting from Tucson. They're visiting from New York State. We had a huge group of runners from Mexico this marathon, right? So that is bringing it into my hometown. I get to share it, and I also get the cultural exchange with it. So it's very exciting for us to be able to be a community that is as approachable as our community is and be able to host those big events. So we do have compression, though. Like you mentioned, when we have a big event in town, you will fill up the hotel rooms. What we really need now is to figure out how to fill up those hotel rooms in winter, so those are consistent jobs for our friends and neighbors who work in tourism, and be able to build out that winter demand as we look to what does the future of tourism look like.
So thinking about those tourism jobs, there's always that concern that, you know, tourism dollars maybe don't trickle into the community as much as people would like. You know, when you're traveling, you might go for those comforts that you know, you'll stay at a Hilton hotel, you'll go get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, and you'll go get dinner at Texas Roadhouse. Is that, I guess, necessarily the case here? How do we make it so that those dollars trickle into the local economy a little more? Get people convinced that there's places to go besides those national chains.
Absolutely. Well, the beauty of our community, whether it's Eugene, Springfield, or it's our smaller communities like Florence or Cottage Grove out in Oak Ridge, is that we do offer an authentic experience. No part of our town was built like a Disneyland for somebody to come from outside and enjoy. We're building what we enjoy. So if somebody does choose to stay at a chain and they eat at a chain restaurant, they are tipping and supporting jobs for our friends and neighbors. We have a 1 in 9 jobs is a hospitality job in Lane County. So they are supporting our community in that way. And then our community builds out amazing entrepreneurial, authentic to us experiences in our downtowns and our main streets. So people have a chance to get a coffee that is roasted right here in the community where they're choosing to stay. They're also able to purchase from artists. They're able to buy tickets to events to be able to see real performance, the same thing that you and I are going to do on a Saturday or a Tuesday afternoon. It's available to our guests as well.
And just being somewhere that it's, you know, we're not that place where tourism is such an economic driver, does that make it maybe a little easier for people to kind of blend in with the community and not worry about, you know, kind of getting looked at like, oh gosh, another freaking tourist?
Yes, I think you've named what I love about doing this work in this community is that the people who come to visit our community come for the same reasons that we're living here. They're enjoying the same things that we're here to enjoy and we get to participate in. I always say that a tourist doesn't bring the vibe. They're attracted to the vibe, so they add to it. They're somebody from across the country sitting next to you while you're at the Holt Center at an event, or standing checking out the berries at the farmer's market. They're there having that experience with you, and it's a shared experience. So we're really lucky that most of the visitation that we get here is a visitor who's coming for exactly the thing that we offer. And that's the work that we're here to do as Travel Lane County, to help steward the destination, that we're inspiring those trips and those experiences that support the community that we want to be a part of. And part of that is bringing some dollars with them.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. I'm Zach Ziegler, and you're listening to Oregon Rainmakers from KLCC.
I'm Barbara Dellenbach, host of KLCC's Oregon Grapevine. Physics encompasses everything, whether you sense it or not. Dr. David Altman is a physics researcher and professor at Willamette University.
When you contribute to knowledge, you're just kind of pushing against the boundaries of one specific field and one specific question, let's say, but it's still new knowledge, and that really captivated me.
Critical thinking, connections through science, and knitting on the latest Oregon Grapevine at klcc.org.
We're back. I'm Zach Ziegler, and this is Oregon Rainmakers. My conversation with Travel Lane County's Samara Phelps continues.
Is there a place that, for lack of a better term, is our biggest competition? Is there a place that's like, you know, people look at and they go, oh, do I go to Eugene or do I go to, you know, Bend or something like that?
For our community, I think we've talked about it. We have the diverse outdoor experiences and scenery. We're so lucky to live in the place that we are, that has the McKenzie and the Willamette Rivers flowing through it. It's got trees, it's got hills, it's got dunes. Really lucky to have that diversity. So I think we can compete with anyone in the Pacific Northwest. And we also compete with everyone in the Pacific Northwest for folks who want to have that experience that is the deep green that is the Pacific Northwest, that is the easy access to the outdoors. We deliver it like nobody else, but we also have to make sure to tell people this is the place to do it for exactly that reason. Because a Bellingham, or to your comment, a Bend, might have the reputation that draws folks in. So we're here to spread the word and make sure people know that they can get that and so much more here.
So is there something that is, you know, dragging down tourism, or something that we need to invest in the area to help bolster the industry?
Yes. For the industry here in Lane County to really reach its potential and to kind of move out of this plateau that we're in, we need to drive winter demand. Like we talked about, kind of starting here in the spring, we start to see the demand. People want to come, they come for events. But we have a really significant trough in the visitor spending that happens starting December and through kind of the middle of March-ish. And so that winter demand really keeps us from being able to have the businesses, have the jobs consistently in year-round. So we need to invest in what drives demand in those winter months. And Travel Lane County, in partnership with Lane County, is exploring a indoor multi-use facility that's focused on sports. So we could be a regional sports hub during the winter. So that's court sports, like the idea of 8 basketball courts, 16 volleyball courts is how we talk about it. So you can get a picture of it, but that's really about flat floor space. That could be cheer, it could be wrestling, it could be any number of things. But the research has really shown that there is demand for that. Key is you got to invest in it. You got to build it, right?
Yeah.
If you build it, we're pretty confident they will come, and they will come in the winter, which will help us have more capacity to support those jobs, to support the spending, and to make that year-round consistent for our community. And so that's the work that we're doing now, is figuring out how this community can make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think of when I was in high school, the AAU basketball tournaments I would go and play in, where, you know, it would just be wall-to-wall basketball, you know, for a weekend, and, you know, you'd see all these people flooding in. So I'm guessing that's kind of the hope, is that something like that could help.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is, for many of your listeners who have either someone in their life who is a youth athlete, is a club sport person, they are traveling. You know that our families are traveling, and everywhere they're traveling is further away than a facility that we could build here in Eugene Springfield. So it would definitely provide that place for a home court advantage, and to bring those teams in to play here in Lane County. But it would also provide that same court that can be that on a Saturday and a Sunday, filling hotel rooms, giving us visitor spending during the winter. On a Tuesday night is a place to practice and play, and for our community to gather. So the infrastructure investment in a regional tourism facility that would drive those winter overnight stays is also a quality of life investment for our community.
So you had mentioned that this is kind of an outdoorsy place for that tourism. Is there a way to capitalize on that at all in the winter? You know, way to get people in here? Would it be improving our ski infrastructure, maybe, you know, making that snow a little more reliable at Willamette Pass through man-made snow? Is there anything like that that could help draw people?
Right now, what we're really wanting to lean into from the outdoor rec standpoint in that winter seasonality is to look at the things that we can do in the winter. And let's be honest, with a good rain jacket, nearly all of our outdoors is available to us year round.
Yeah. Some boots you don't mind getting a little muddy, a jacket, because it's most of the time it's just that little, you know, spittle rain.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So good wardrobe choices. And our outdoors is pretty accessible year round. And we're, as Travel Lane County, sharing that message through our marketing and our information to be able to have storytelling that shows how accessible that is during the winter months. And so things like hot springs are really popular, because we can tie that with a walk or a bike ride. And that could be anything from a 60-mile bike ride or a 6-mile bike ride. Yeah. And then you can get into the hot springs. And those are the ways that we can leverage our outdoor recreation for a year-round attraction. And then, of course, we have the coast with storms, Whale Watch Week, those kinds of things that really say, don't stop coming just because you see the date change on the calendar. Because for a lot of the country, if you're from Wisconsin, coming here in February is almost tropical. We're not quite tropical, but we're accessible.
It's still going to be a lot warmer.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to have to shovel the snow, and you could go see a performance and get your jog in on Breeze Trail or a hike on Ridgeline, and it would be a great experience.
You know, we talked a bit about like a big infrastructure project. How do you, you know, especially when right now government money is pretty tight, how do you ensure that a project like that doesn't just become a boondoggle? I think of, you know, back where I'm from, there was all this effort put into building this really nice spring training baseball stadium. And in the time it took them to get that all done, all of the teams decided they were moving up north to Phoenix. And then there was just this stadium that sat there vacant for a ton of the year. And even still to this day, 20 plus years later, they're trying to find uses for it. How do you ensure that when you do pump that money into something to try and build tourism, it doesn't just end up being this thing sitting on the edge of town that you're like, oh boy, what do we do?
We want a sustainable project, right? Just like anyone else does. You don't go in looking for it to be a boondoggle, and we're putting in place the research, the study, and the mechanisms so that we can do just that, a sustainable project that serves the visitor and economy as well as the resident themselves. So a couple things. One, we have done extensive market research over the last multiple years and continue to show demand. Youth sport, especially amateur sport, participatory sport, tends to be really resilient because people want to have that action in their life, even when the markets fluctuate in other ways. So it's a great way to invest in a market that has been resilient and consistent. It is also an investment in our community because we know we need the space for our community uses as well, not just for bringing people from the outside, but to serve folks on the inside. And then we also have a transient lodging tax, which is the tax that is paid by a visitor when they stay in overnight lodging here in the county. And so transient lodging tax is a funding source that is paid by the visitor, not the resident, but we can get that resident benefit out of it as well. And then using that then helps it feed itself. It helps us keep that cycle going so that we can have a feed into the economy, which the estimates are around $20 million of additional visitor spending could come from a facility like this. And you get those Tuesday and Wednesday night places for our local kids to play.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking some time out of your day to sit down and chat with me.
Thanks for the invitation. We're so excited to be able to talk about what the visitor economy does. Because like you said, sometimes that person from Chicago standing next to you, it doesn't look like a visitor. They just look like somebody else who's really into track and field.
That was Samara Phelps, the president and CEO of Travel Lane County. This has been Oregon Rainmakers from KLCC. I'm Zach Ziegler. Thanks for listening.